This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Adams here stepping in for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. Thank you for joining me, and a big thanks to Owen Schroyer there for an excellent job on the show. We've got a lot coming up here for the fourth hour. First, I want to talk about Kanye and his appearance at the White House, because he's just done an extraordinary thing for America and for racial unity in America. So I'm going to cover that here in a minute. I'm also going to cover the stock market and what's going on with the Fed raising interest rates in an attempt to try to crash the market under Trump, even as the Fed kept rates artificially low for virtually all 8 years under Obama. I'm also going to then cover later in the hour the Hillary Clinton commitment to violence and why Democrats have now essentially become the radical left-wing domestic terrorism party of America. And if you vote for Democrats, you're voting for the destruction of your own nation. We'll talk about all those topics and much more. Also remind you, this Sunday, my show with InfoWars is called Counterthink. It airs Sunday at 6 p.m. Central Time at InfoWars.com. And there I have a very detailed breakdown of the coming Civil War, how it may play out, and some steps you should take to prepare yourself against the breakdown of society that the Democrats are now promising. So be sure to catch that show. Again, it's Sunday, 6 p.m. Central Time at InfoWars.com. The show is called Counterthink. Now, getting back to Kanye, and I think he goes by Ye now, but I know him as, I know his name is Kanye. I don't know him personally, but I'm just going to call him Kanye. I think he did an extraordinary thing today by going to the White House and speaking with President Trump on very important topics and just being very transparent and open about how he feels as a black American, as a man who did not have a strong father figure in his family because his parents were divorced, and how strongly he feels about helping his fellow brothers and sisters, you know, fellow human beings. Kanye wants to uplift the African-American communities all across America. In fact, Kanye wants what's best for all America, as far as, I mean, that's obvious, just like President Trump does. And this is what they have in common. President Trump wants to help black Americans just as much as he wants to help white Americans. In fact, President Trump doesn't see people as black or white or Latino or Chinese American or anything. They're just all Americans. And everybody deserves to do well. And everybody deserves to be uplifted. And when Kanye went to the Oval Office there and sat with Trump, liberal heads were exploding all across the country. This was an extraordinary thing. And it reminded me of the 2008 election. This election cycle, the campaign of 2007 involving Barack Obama, many, many white people across America, in fact, tens of millions of them, voted for Barack Obama because they wanted to vote for racial unity. They wanted to make America a country where the president was African American. And they did. They successfully did that because they wanted to vote for racial unity. They wanted a national healing to take place across America. But Obama failed to use his power to create racial unity. In fact, Obama weaponized government. He weaponized every branch of government and the bully pulpit there to drive a wedge between black and white Americans. He pushed racial disunity, and he has promoted racial, well, not just disharmony, but even hatred. He made things worse. But Kanye is bringing the races together. Kanye, believe it or not, just did in the White House today what Barack Obama couldn't do in the White House for 8 years. Literally, Kanye just accomplished what Obama could not accomplish in 8 years. And so for that, I applaud what Kanye just did. I applaud his spirit. I applaud his courage. I know he's being viciously attacked. CNN, if you can believe it, called him a Negro, essentially implying that he can't read books. That's CNN? Are you kidding me? The racists are at CNN now. And it's Trump supporters that are calling for racial unity and racial healing. So thank you, Kanye, for that action today. We'll be right back with much more straight ahead on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in. Stay with us.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones today on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for continuing with me. We've got many important topics today, but in the last segment, I spoke about Kanye and the courage that he has as a conscious, aware, and obviously very intelligent individual. He's really advanced in his thinking, and it just with him having the courage to go to the White House and speak with President Trump and invite the press and talk about what America really needs to heal, I think that Kanye has just put Republicans over the victory line for the midterm elections to hold the House. Now, of course, Democrats are out there saying that if they lose the House, they are going to commit mass violence across America. I'm going to talk about that in more detail here. They're basically putting a gun to the head of every voter in America and saying, if you don't vote Democrat, then we're going to commit violence and turn into a terrorist party and destroy your country. That's sort of like, what is that, America held hostage? The hostage situation. Like they're putting a gun to your head and saying, go vote for us or else. That's exactly why we must vote against the Democrats. If they do not honor their social contract, which honors, you know, democracy is supposed to be about, or our constitutional republic technically, but the democratic process is about changing power peacefully without military coups, without revolutions, without violence in the streets. And it's a social contract that people take on both sides of the aisle in every country where a democratic process takes place. The social contract says that you participate in democracy, you vote, and even if you lose, you respect the outcome of the election. That's the social contract. That's the good faith that parties must agree to, or participants and citizens agree to participate in democracy. The radical violent left has now essentially rejected that social contract, and they have pre-announced that they will violate it. They pre-announced that they will commit mass violence if they don't get their way. They have pre-announced that they will not honor the outcome of any election that they don't win. And you notice how this is the same party that went insane in 2016 when Trump was asked during one of the debates, will you accept the outcome of the election if you lose? And Trump said something like, well, we'll have to see what the circumstances are at the time. Hillary Clinton at that time went nuts, and so did CNN, and so did the entire left-wing media, saying, oh my God, he's not pre-announcing that he's going to accept the outcome of the election. He's un-American. He's a threat to our democracy. Now, they're doing exactly what they condemned Trump for theoretically doing, which he never even did. They're saying, the Democrats are saying, they will not honor the outcome of this election. And furthermore, they attack the integrity of everything that they no longer control. You notice that when the Democrats don't control the White House, they attack the presidency. When the Democrats now have lost their majority in the Supreme Court, they attack the Supreme Court. And they say, well, the Supreme Court has lost integrity. Must not be legitimate anymore. They always say everything is illegitimate if it's run by the GOP. When they lose the Senate, they say, well, the Senate's illegitimate. Too many Republicans, right? and they lose the House, they say, well, the House is illegitimate. This is the way the Democrats operate, and it has become clear to all of us at this point. Democrats are incompatible with civil society. And I want to say that again forcefully, and I hope you really share this very important message. Democrats repeatedly demonstrate that they are incompatible with civil society. They do not honor the social contract of democratic elections. They do not honor outcomes of elections that they don't win. And now, to top it off, they are threatening violence against all of America if they don't get their power back. And that is exactly why we cannot allow them to get their power back. This is why we must vote against Democrats. This year, you must vote a straight Republican ticket. I'm talking about the federal elections. At a local level, that may vary based on your local situation. There might be Libertarian or independent candidates who are better. I'm not sure. But for every position of Congress, Senate or the House, you must vote a straight Republican ticket this time only. Perhaps this time from here forward, because Democrats have become the party of terrorism. And they will, when they lose the House in this upcoming election, and currently I put the odds of them losing, not regaining control of the House, the odds of the GOP maintaining control are now better than 50%. Better than 50%. Not 100%, not even 80%, but much better than 50%. And if the Democrats don't take back the House, if they remain in the minority, they are going to become so radicalized and so violent. The footage that you saw from Portland, Oregon the other day with this radical left-wing group directing traffic by harassing people, harassing senior citizen drivers in their cars, bashing the windows of the cars, physically attacking, assaulting, yelling racial slurs at people in their cars, while the police stood down, the Portland police stood down and did nothing. That scene is a tiny taste of things yet to come if the Democrats don't get their way at the ballot box. They will unleash this kind of radical, not just civil unrest, but really radical terrorism, violence all across America. They will do this in every city where they can get away with it. And by the way, it's going to become very important, in my view, for President Trump to fire Sessions immediately after the election, bring in a new head of the DOJ that then orders police departments nationwide to stop standing down and start engaging the violent left-wing terrorists in order to stop them from overrunning cities and harassing innocent citizens. Remember under Obama how the police were always told to stand down? Even in cities like Baltimore, I think it was the mayor of Baltimore at one point that said, the cops should retreat, the cops should stand down, let the rioters just burn the buildings, commit arson, loot everything, and even attack police with deadly force. This is what Obama had in place, and this is what Democrats have in place. I say no more. The police must be allowed to stand their ground because we support the men and women in blue who are trying to regain civility and keep some basic peace in our cities all across America. And when they are attacked, they need to be able to stand their ground. They need to have rules of engagement that allow them to protect themselves. And if necessary, if they are attacked with deadly force, they must be able to respond with deadly force in order to stop them, themselves and their fellow police men and women from being killed. If you've got attackers coming at you, a mob of left-wing lunatics who are talking about terrorism and talking about killing people, and they're carrying weapons like Molotov cocktails that have an area effect that can kill and set on fire multiple police officers. If they're coming at you with that Molotov cocktail, the police need to be able to apply their training and their tools and their Glocks, frankly, in their defense under those circumstances where they are attacked with deadly force. Of course, they must exercise restraint. If the protesters are peaceful, you meet them with peace. If the protesters are violent, you try to stop the violence, you arrest them, you shut them down. And I hope and I pray that President Trump puts somebody in charge at the DOJ, replaces Jeff Sessions after the election, that calls for civility across our cities and stopping the lunatic left-wing mobs. These mobs are a danger to society, and they will only escalate if they lose the midterm elections, which looks increasingly likely. And there are other things that are coming into play here over the next 2 weeks, things coming out that I think will push this election even more in the direction of the GOP majority. And yet, at the same time, never forget, Google and Facebook are right now committing massive election fraud. They are silencing pro-GOP voices and pro-Trump voices. They are, in effect, attempting to steal this election right now. They are committing massive election fraud. They are doing what the Russians could never hope to do. Google, YouTube, even Twitter. The selective silencing of conservative voices is election meddling at its worst, and that's what's being done right now by these tech giants. And it's affecting our elections. So this is not over. You need to get out and vote. You need to encourage others to get out and vote. If you don't vote, you're going to lose your country. The Democrats will be in charge, and they'll use their power to destroy this nation. We cannot allow that to happen. Much more discussion straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know, speaking about Kanye's meeting in the White House today and about racial unity and racial healing for America, I've got a very powerful message here for you. You know, it's not about the color of our skin. It's about, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, the content of our character. But more importantly, it's about individual liberty and respecting the right of every divine conscious human being, which includes, people of every skin color or national origin, the right of every individual to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. And as far as I'm concerned, anybody who is pro-liberty, anybody who supports that pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness is on Team Humanity. And Team Humanity is what we represent as conservatives or Trump supporters or libertarians. Team Humanity. The Democrats are anti-life. They want to destroy even unborn babies. They want to destroy nations. They want to destroy economies and sweep in communism, which is all about human suffering and totalitarianism. And obviously we must reject that, but here's something that you may not have thought about. You know, all of us, if you go back far enough in our ancestry, did you know that all of our ancestors are actually from Africa? At one time in human history, there were only about, according to science, there were only about 4,000 humans alive. And they were Africans, and they all had dark skin because, dark skin is a natural sunscreen against the intense sunlight radiation. When you live in Africa or live near the equator, you have to have that sun protection. So actually, dark skin pigmentation is a natural defensive shield against ultraviolet radiation of the sun. But over time, as humans prospered, and then there was migration where humans spread out from Africa. And some groups of humans went to, for example, the present-day Northern Europe. And there, sunlight was a lot less intense. And so their skin, over time, over many, many generations of just survival, became more fair-skinned to allow more sunlight to come in so they could have more vitamin D, because vitamin D is absolutely crucial for preventing cancer, boosting immune function, and so on. If you have dark skin, but you live in, let's say, London, you are not going to get enough vitamin D to protect your health. And so Europeans became more fair-skinned. And that was the skin color differentiation. And, similar things happened in China and modern-day Russia and so on. Wherever people lived closer to the equator, their skin became darker. And wherever groups moved away from the equator, their skin became lighter. This was all about a natural response to a sunlight and vitamin D intake. Now, what this means, though, from a racial healing point of view, is that all of us that count ourselves as Americans, whether we have white skin or brown skin, black skin, whether, it doesn't matter. We are all humans, are really brothers and sisters. We are all related. All of our ancestors came from Africa. And that's really backed up by, archaeology, anthropology, mainstream science. So, isn't it interesting that right now, as humanity is coming together to save ourselves from tyranny and to save ourselves from authoritarianism, that we realize we are all unified by our common history, and yet the Democrat Party wants to divide us and turn us into enemies against each other, like brother fighting brother and sister fighting sister? That's what the Democrats are trying to do. They want to split us apart and weaponize us based on skin deep differences, just things that you see visually, which means nothing about a person's character. Kanye proved that today. He proved that human character is much more than anything that could be called skin deep. He proved that he could outthink and and have more compassion and have more presence of mind and more spiritual divinity than all of those CNN commentators that are attacking him, calling him, you know, the token Negro and all the mean, all the racist, evil things that CNN is now saying against Kanye, that he has outlasted that because he has a bigger picture, a bigger vision of what we all are. We're all divine beings. We all have a common ancestry. We're all, frankly, genetic brothers and sisters, and we all desire one thing, and that is to be free. We all desire freedom. And I urge you today to let that be this unifying call for all of us who desire freedom, to say we welcome pro-liberty people, whether they are black-skinned or fair-skinned or, you know, anything, whether they're gay or straight even, like Brandon Straka of the Walk Away movement, you know, openly gay but openly pro-liberty. And he is leading people away from the destructive tendencies of the Democrat Party, that total destruction of human civilization, which is what Democrats seem to stand for today. And this is where we need to understand this. This is not simply about, you know, black and white. This is not about Republican versus Democrats. This is about, do you want human civilization to survive versus do you want our world utterly destroyed by the division and the destructive narrative of evil Democrats, sinister Democrats, who are liars and cheaters, and they commit massive election fraud, and some of them literally kill off people who have evidence against them. I mean, there are body bags, you know, stretched out a mile long behind some of these Democrat leaders. They're so evil, we cannot allow them to have power. And so this is really a spiritual, this is a spiritual midterm. It's much more than GOP versus, you know, DNC. This is about, do you support life, liberty, the divinity of the human being, of human consciousness, of your purpose of life here on this planet? If you support that, then you support defeating the Democrats who are all about death and destruction and deception. Think about it. They don't even want black babies to be born alive. They set up the abortion centers in black neighborhoods because they know that's where they can kill the most black babies and commit the genocide, the actual eugenics that the founder of Planned Parenthood talked about and promoted, that she wanted black people to be wiped out, to be exterminated. That's the message of the Democrats. But it takes people waking up. Many people who have voted Democrat all their lives are waking up now, and they're fleeing the Democrat Party. I'm even hearing apologies from people. People who thought, when I went pro-Trump back in 2016, and I predicted the Trump victory ahead of time, and we were 100% pro-Trump, some people really attacked me over that. Some of my own readers, some of my own audience, many of them have come back now and apologized and rejoined my website, Natural News, and rejoined our efforts. Now, you know what they say to me? They say, Mike, I now realize that the Democrats of today are no longer the Democrats that we grew up with. We cannot be associated with these Democrats. They don't represent what we represent. They are not us. I hear this over and over again. They are not us. Because they see the lunacy, they see the violence, they see the derangement, they see the bigotry and the racism of Democrats today. And the way they're treating Kanye today, that's racism. The way they're attacking him and using racial slurs against Kanye. It's unreal. And of course they're racist against white people. And now with Senator Susan Collins voting to confirm Brett Kavanaugh, they're now racist against white women. The left-wing media is attacking white women and saying, well, now white women are the problem. Well, I remember it last year, I thought the problem was white men. Well, now it's white women. You see how they're just committing racial division, destruction of culture, destruction of civilization. Do not allow them to succeed. Defeat Democrats at every election from here forward. And stay with me here on the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, much more straight ahead. We'll be right back after this short break.
Enjoy. really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's a very narrow pathway for America to defeat the globalists and maintain liberty and restore this constitutional republic in the way that it was founded. And yet, even though it's a very narrow pathway, that path is being expertly navigated by President Trump and many, many patriots like you and myself and Alex Jones and others. And all of the weapons that can destroy civilization are being brought to bear against President Trump and the U.S. economy. Right now, there is an enormous act of economic sabotage that's being put together in order to try to crash the stock market so that it can be blamed on President Trump. And they're desperately trying to crash the market before the midterm elections. They may not accomplish that, but even after that, as long as they crash it sometime in the next 2 years, they can still blame President Trump in any case. And so in this segment, I'm just going to mention what's actually happening, why this is a deliberate effort to try to crash the market, and some things that you might want to consider doing to protect yourself from really an economic apocalypse that they're trying to put together. You know, it's incredible. These enemies of Trump are willing to do absolutely anything to push Trump out of power. They're even willing to commit economic suicide for their own nation. They're willing to, I believe, kill any number of people necessary for them to carry out some kind of a false flag attack that they could blame on patriots. They're willing to do anything. They don't care about America succeeding. They don't care about individual liberty being protected. All they care about is gaining power. And you saw this with the attacks on Brett Kavanaugh. They're willing to smear anybody, to destroy any family. They're willing to lie. They're willing to fabricate. They're willing to carry out false flags, fake accusations. They're willing to call people serial rapists. Anything that they can do to maintain power, they will do it. And rest assured that what they did to Brett Kavanaugh is a tiny, tiny taste of what they're willing to do to America. They will destroy America if it allows them to maintain power and eliminate their political enemies. And that's why, of course, funding this operation is so critical to the continued success of InfoWars. And right now, InfoWars has really a huge sale going on, 50% off all of the InfoWars Life branded products, of which I believe there are dozens of different variations of products. 50% off, it's like better than Black Friday. It's the biggest sale of the year. Free shipping applies to all the purchases there at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure to check that out. Help fund this operation. And by doing so, you are helping America navigate that very narrow window that I mentioned, that window of defeating globalism. Remember, they have tried to commit economic sabotage against the InfoWars operation. They've tried to shut off the InfoWars store, the InfoWars payment processing system. They've tried to eliminate InfoWars from, you know, every tech platform that you can imagine. They've done it. And yet they cannot stop this machine because this machine is backed by patriots who support America. So support InfoWarsStore.com to vote for America with your financial support. Now, getting to the stock market situation, notice that, well, just to back up a little bit of basic financial knowledge here, and I apologize if you're already fully aware of this, but I just want to cover the bases here. You know, when the Fed keeps interest rates very, very low, what they're doing is essentially contracting the growth of debt in the economy. When they keep it artificially low, they're expanding the growth of debt in the economy. When they raise rates high, they are contracting the expansion of debt. So, in other words, when interest rates are low, as they were kept at near 0% under Barack Obama, they're allowing the easy multiplication and creation of money and debt, which are, of course, intertwined. The creation of money and debt under low interest rate situations allows for very affordable home purchases because you can get home loans more inexpensively. It allows for banks to take more risks and to engage in more risky investments because the cost of debt is lower. And so you see more investment. You see even more investment in good projects, such as capital investment in businesses and factories and so on. Low interest rates are designed to grow the economy. They're designed to grow the money supply and make capital readily available for business investment and business growth. But it comes with an increased risk and a lack of what you might call monetary or fiscal discipline among investors. Hedge funds tend to go crazy. They tend to make a lot of risky bets. It tends to be a lot of very, very risky bets on interest rates and risky bets in bonds, risky bets in real estate, and so on. And that creates stock market bubbles over time or stock market valuations that are not rooted in economic reality. So what does the Fed do when they want to crash the market? They start systematically raising interest rates. What does this do? It causes a collapse, or you could say a rapid erosion of all of this easy debt, easy money, low-cost debt. It starts to contract rapidly. As this contraction happens, It causes people to rethink their investments in stocks. It causes them to, what we say in investment circles, to revalue the future value of present day investments. So you have to recalibrate the future value. And that causes a lot of people to pull out of stocks and pull out of real estate investments and pull out of projects. They start selling. Selling puts downward price pressure on the market. And that is what we saw, this week in the stock market. That's what we saw. The Federal Reserve is trying to crash the market. If they continue to raise rates as they have been systematically doing, only under President Trump, not under Barack Obama, but only under Trump, they will eventually succeed in popping the bubble of irrational price valuations that now creates an upward mobile effect on stock market prices or share prices. And especially in the tech sector, many of these tech companies are priced at incredibly irrational valuations that cannot be sustained by earnings. And so they're going to get corrected at some point. The Federal Reserve is trying to make sure the correction happens under President Trump. All right. So this is happening. This is happening now. And it's only by a miracle that the market hasn't really strongly contracted yet. Now, in terms of things that you can do, and by the way, this is economic warfare on President Trump, just so you know. And, you know, I'm opposed to artificially low interest rates propping up stock market bubbles. But I'm especially opposed to them doing it selectively only under Democrat presidents. So the Fed has weaponized interest rates against our president. And they're doing this as a form of economic sabotage, the same kind of economic sabotage that's being deployed against InfoWars itself, just different variations of that sabotage. But what can you do? Well, number one, I'm not your economic advisor. You need to check with qualified professionals, but I can give you some general principles. The most important thing to realize is that if you don't have real assets in your hand, then it doesn't count until you sell. So if you have stocks in the stock market, that doesn't count until they are realized through a selling transaction of those assets, turning them into, let's say, cash. But even cash, because it's fiat currency, you're holding cash, let's say, in a bank account in the U.S. dollar. That's not real either until you trade the cash for something that is real. And by real, I mean something that you can touch, something that's physical, something that holds value. What are those things? Well, if you're a regular listener, you know those things include gold and silver. They can also include land. They can also include very practical things, such as, where they are legal, owning firearms or ammunition for firearms or even first aid solutions, you know, things that have real value. Even, let's say, a 500-gallon tank of diesel on your farm. Well, 500 gallons of diesel fuel has real value. An old John Deere tractor has real value. That's why I own a couple of them. I like to buy John Deere tractors built in the 1970s because they're immune to EMP attacks. They burn fuel and they help produce food. You know, that has real value in society. But there are many things like that that have real value. And I want to encourage you, no matter what your financial planning, to start thinking about what things do you think you own that can disappear in a massive correction, things that aren't real because they haven't been realized yet, versus things that are actually real, things that you can touch, things that you can put your hands on, things that you can hold on to that hold value. Because those are the things that are going to survive this attempted economic sabotage targeting our president and targeting our nation. The Federal Reserve is at war with America. I don't want you to be a casualty of that war. So get informed, stay informed, and keep watching. There's much more straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams is filling in this fourth hour. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You know, much of the conservative media and independent media, I think really owes InfoWars an apology, because InfoWars and Alex Jones and myself and others, you know, David Knight, Owen Schroyer, we have been so ahead of the curve on all of these things that we're seeing come out today, things happening. For example, Civil War, it's now being openly discussed even by, you know, Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and others that, you know, Civil War is essentially now committed to by the Democrats. And yet, I remember it wasn't too long ago when we were warning about civil war, and then some voices were saying, no, that's hyperbole. There's not going to be any risk of civil war. Civil War 2.0, it's nonsense. Now, guess what? I think InfoWars is owed an apology on that point, because all of us were ahead of the curve. Another thing, you know, sometimes you hear conservative commentators say that, well, they don't believe in conspiracies. You know, I've heard this from some sort of podcast leaders and so on in conservative circles. They don't believe in conspiracies. They want to focus on facts. And then, well, guess what? You just covered this massive conspiracy to destroy Brett Kavanaugh. And you know it was a conspiracy. You know that false accusations, you know, leaks probably from Feinstein's office, you know, Senator Schumer likely involved and so on. You know it was a massive conspiracy. It was an organized, orchestrated campaign to destroy an eminently qualified individual and to destroy his life, destroy his reputation. You know, even I think, was it the writer for the Colbert Show tweeted something like, at least we destroyed his life. You know, at least we destroyed a good man. And they're proud of that. Well, this is an open admission. This was a massive conspiracy to destroy Brett Kavanaugh. So where are the apologies to InfoWars? Because conspiracies are, in fact, part of the playbook of the Democrats. They run conspiracies. They collude to destroy reputations. They did it against Clarence Thomas as well. They run conspiracies to steal elections. What Google is doing today, what YouTube is doing, what Facebook is doing, the selective censorship, it is an organized conspiracy to silence conservative voices. So all those people out there who maybe used to think, oh, there's no such thing as conspiracies, nonsense. That's actually the default position of how Democrats run things. Everything is staged. Everything is a false flag. Everything is a false accusation. Everything is collusion. Everything is fraud on the part of Democrats. That's the only way they've been able to win elections. The media conspires every day to lie to the American people and mislead the American people. They do it every day. That's their business model. So, you know, no more of this talk that thinks, oh, there's no such thing as a conspiracy. Give me a break. That's how Democrats are running things. But InfoWars has been ahead of the curve on all of this. Now, about this Civil War topic, by the way, I want to touch on the fact that Democrats are now committing to this. And they do not have, you know, how sometimes you see those coexist bumper stickers on cars. Democrats can no longer coexist. Think about it. They cannot coexist with any opposing views. They cannot allow a conservative speaker to speak at a university. They cannot allow conservative ideas to exist in society at all. In fact, Hillary Clinton herself said that they cannot coexist. Essentially, I'm paraphrasing, but they cannot be civil. They cannot have peace in a society unless their values are victorious. And what are their values? Well, Democrat values are anti-America values. Democrat values are open borders. Just have illegals sweep into the country and take over and vote for more Democrats. Those are Democrat values. Democrat values are dangerous for the continuity of society. Democrat values are destructive. But those are their values, and they will not find peace. They will not embrace peace unless their demands are met. And this is the party that claims to be tolerant and diverse. They claim to be pro-diversity, but they demand absolute obedience. And I got to say that what we are doing right now, what you are doing in watching this show and participating in these elections and voting for the GOP in the upcoming midterms, what we are doing is now refusing to be victims, refusing to be victimized by these Democrats that have become the victimhood party. They have won for many, many years. They ran the Supreme Court for decades. They won elections. They used to run Congress. Right, but they have won by pushing self-victimization, and yet we refuse to be victims. We are making a choice to, as I say, opt out of victimhood. And by making this choice, you can make a choice to opt out of all kinds of negative situations and bad things happening in your life. In the previous segment, I just talked about how you can opt out of financial destruction. And one of the things that I'm going to be doing on the Counterthink show, and also talking about health topics, and I'll plug it here, a website called optoutuniverse.com. It's all free. It's all public information. It's how to opt out of cancer. You don't have to die of cancer. You can choose to not suffer from cancer. You can choose to not be enslaved in a financial system. You can choose to opt out of all of these horrible things that Democrats and the medical establishment and the financial establishment is trying to push onto you. And, you know, if you find value in what I'm contributing here to InfoWars and the Counterthink show, you know, I've got a lot more to offer society. And by the way, I may be retiring in a couple of years, but before I retire from speaking publicly, I'm going to lay down a document, the solutions for individuals like you, how to opt out of disease, how to opt out of financial ruin, how to opt out of being enslaved, because I believe in humanity. And I want to put that message out there and document those courses and put them out free for everybody and share that here on InfoWars and on the Counterthink Show. I want to help humanity survive this assault that the Democrats are pushing on all of us. And if there's any takeaway from my overall message today, it's that I believe in you. I believe in humanity. I believe in your human spirit. I believe in divinity. I believe in God. I believe in your right to exist as a free, conscious human being. And I want to help you be empowered in every way that I can, using every avenue that I can. That's why I thank Alex Jones for allowing me to contribute here on InfoWars.com. And I thank you for listening to this segment and sharing this segment. I believe in you. The Democrats believe in destruction and authoritarianism, evil and death. They believe in eugenics. They believe in destroying people. They believe in absolute destruction to get what they want. And we reject that. We, you and I, conscious beings, we reject that at every level. And we're going to continue to reject that and empower people with solutions every single day. Solutions that you can take action on. Like right now, InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off all the InfoWars Life products. That's an action that you can take. You can get yourself some really amazing nutritional products. You can financially support this network. And this network gives voices to people like myself and many others who are bringing you solutions. So think about it. You vote with your dollars, you get nutritional solutions, and then you get information solutions as well from other speakers and news analysis individuals like myself and others who are bringing you this kind of information every day. It's win, win, win all the way around. And if you win, and we win this election, America wins. If Trump wins, America wins. If Kanye wins, America wins. And if America wins, we can help set humanity free all around the world, because America is the most ethical, the most honorable entity when liberty prevails. And I don't mean everything that America has ever done is right. You know, they've made mistakes. They've had too much military interventionism and so on. But I'm talking about the spirit of America, the founding fathers, the spirit of individual liberty, of truth and justice for all, of the right to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. These ideals need to be spread around the world. For example, I think every country in the world should have a Second Amendment. I think if there was a Second Amendment in North Korea, the citizens there would have already overrun that corrupt regime. And we wouldn't be dealing with, you know, corrupt North Korea. I think the citizens of China should have a Second Amendment. You know what I mean? I think these should be universal truths. Freedom to speak, freedom to think, freedom to defend yourself, freedom to overrun corrupt, dictatorial, tyrannical regimes like the communist regimes that are still in power all around this world. America needs to survive in order to help support humanity's fight against tyranny and evil globally. I guess that's the takeaway message of what I'm saying here. By helping us fight at this small level and at the election level, by helping America survive and defeat the Democrats, you help humanity survive at a global scale. That's something worth fighting for, because humanity is a fragile civilization. We've seen nations fall under socialism like Venezuela. We've seen liberty fall under tyrannical regimes like communist China. Communist China is trying to overrun America right now. We must defend this nation. We must defend humanity so that we can prosper on a global scale against evil, against tyranny, against authoritarianism. And just listening to this show and sharing this show is part of that solution of how we can defeat evil and prosper as a divine human race of brothers and sisters who all share the same common dreams and want the same liberty. InfoWars.com, folks. This is where you get the information. I'm Mike Adams. Thanks for watching. Until next time, be safe. Make America great again.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Just like our information.